you guys. Father, you have invited us to pray and promise to hear us and answer according to your merciful will. Grant us wisdom and faith, fill us with confidence in your word, and bless us with peace to rule in our hearts. Give us strength in the face of temptation, and bless your holy church with the strong confession of truth as given in your word. Bring all enemies of the faith to repentance and trust in you. We pray for all who are suffering, those who are grieving, and the many who are sick. Reassure them of your divine presence and bring healing and strength according to your will. We pray especially for those who have requested our prayers, including the many who are grieving the death of loved ones, the Sinisco, Kosciuszko, Martins, Newman, Rodenhouse, Walsh, and Hawkins families. Father, fill these grieving hearts with peace and reassurance. And Lord, we pray for those who are recovering or facing health concerns, Pastor Dwayne Wugazer, Robert Waldron, Barb Erickson, Bunny Hainer, Betty Owens, Kellen Berndt, Scott Pariseau, B. Curry, Ginny Claude Pierre, Bill Klaus, Harry Lanowski, Laura Anderson, Bob and Ann Minnick, Chris Teeley, Pete Redabaugh, Brian Wilbur, Paul Cobb, Jeff Willman, Tom Plagens, Kathy Legault, Cheryl Timlin, Rhonda Boss, Linda and Bob Goldthorpe, Sharon Talenda's mother-in-law, Craig, Kathy, Diana, and Jennifer. We continue to pray for those who are in hospice care, Eileen Ging, Mr. Cagle, Arthur Vernacki, and Nancy Lupo. Grant them peace and faith as they await your call home. Watch over and bless our president and all local and world leaders with wisdom and good judgment. And continue to watch over and bless the men and women who are serving our nation in various branches of the military. We rejoice with all who are celebrating birthdays and wedding anniversaries. And we give thanks with Kathy Muhord and Michael Anthony, who were married in our chapel this past Thursday. Watch over and bless them. We give you thanks for the flowers upon your altar given by Greg and Kathy Mammel Merriman in thanksgiving to you for each other, and also those at the lectern given by the Hogan family in celebration of their children's May birthdays. Father, we thank you for the Durantes, Grove, and Raisler families and their generosity in sponsoring the Family of God Soup Kitchen this month. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. In the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you his peace.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you ever leave church after one of my sermons and say, wow? Not like, wow, that was great. Wow, I'm really now confused. I'm more confused after church than when I got there. You know, I said that at 8 o'clock and Bob Stewart said every Sunday. Well, that's not my intent to confuse you, except for today. Today is one of those confusing Sundays. It's Holy Trinity Sunday. We celebrate it because Pope John the 22nd in 1332 told the church to put on your calendar a Sunday to celebrate the Trinity and talk about the Trinity. That's why we say the Athanasian Creed. Not the whole creed, it's way too long. But we say portions of it every Trinity Sunday because it was written to defend the Trinity. Now, the Trinity is a very confusing teaching. What we are doing today, we would call systematic theology. It's theologians coming to the Word and taking the Word and trying to understand it, trying to comprehend it so it can be taught, so it can be learned. The word Trinity itself is not even in the Bible, but systematic theology applied the term. It's a Latin term meaning three in one. Our God has shown himself as three who is one. Very confusing. The math doesn't work out. And throughout history, people trying to figure this out or explain it or understand it will introduce heresies throughout the time of the church. One heresy was modalism. Modalism was saying there's one God, but he sort of wears three different outfits. It's like me saying, okay, as Randy, I'm a pastor, but I'm not only a pastor, I'm a husband and I'm a father. Modalism doesn't work with what the Bible tells us about the Trinity. There was another teaching, we call it Arianism, and it was teaching that Jesus Christ did not exist from the beginning of time, that he is a created being. Again, the scripture does not support such a thought. The scripture indicates that there are three, and yet there is also one. Very confusing. The benediction. It's called the Aaronic blessing. God came to Aaron in the Old Testament and said, I want you, every time my people gather, I want you and the priest, the father, to bless my people this way. And we use the words, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And the Lord lift his countenance upon you. There we have this three Lord thought introduced to us. A little side note, I know I've shared it with you before, so some of you are saying, oh, this is old material. But, you know, a lot of you people forget, and then there's a whole other group that aren't here every Sunday, so by good chance, you know, they've never heard this either. But the rabbis, when they would do the blessing, would go like this, and these openings in the fingers represented the windows of God from heaven where he sent down blessing. And when it came to Star Trek, and they were talking to Leonard Nimoy about, you know, the Vulcan needs a special salute, a special symbol. Leonard was Jewish, and he'd go to worship every week, and you're not supposed to watch the rabbi bless. And many times you'll see a rabbi's tombstone with the hands engraved on it like this. But he would watch, and so he got that from the rabbi, and that's where Leonard Nimoy, the Vulcan salute symbol, came from. That's the end of the side note. Sorry about that. Okay. Then you go to 2 Corinthians, and you have Paul giving the Pauline blessing. You can go blank. That's because we rarely use it here at church. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Now, sometimes we'll use that as a benediction at church. There, it really connects with the Aaronic blessing, but it defines God a little more. Our passage today, Deuteronomy 6, verse 4, it's often referred to by the Jewish people as the Shema, or the Shema, the great Shema. It's the profession of faith. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Now, it's interesting to look at those words in Hebrew. You have the Lord, Yahweh. Sometimes you hear it Adonai, it depends. Yahweh, Elohim, Yahweh, Ahad. Yahweh is the personal name that God gave to the Jewish people. This is my name. This is how you are to know me. Yahweh. Sometimes it'll be Adonai. So there we have Yahweh or Lord. Then we have Elohim. That word for God appears in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. Elohim is the plural for God. So right from Genesis 1:1, you know, many think the Trinity is a New Testament revelation. Right from Genesis 1:1, we're getting an understanding that our God is very complex. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. What's interesting, though, they never looked at him as a plural God, because you go to Genesis 1, verse 2 through 5, it says that, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Elohim, God, saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from darkness. So it was understood that God is one, and yet still he took the term Elohim. And what does God do when it comes to creating humankind? He has a Trinitarian council meeting with himself. Let us make man in our own image. Even when God talks to Isaiah about Isaiah going out and doing his work, prophesying, Isaiah 6, verse 8, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Again, a reference to a Trinitarian God, a God that is so complex that you and I cannot comprehend or understand. The Athanasian Creed was written to help define this God. It wasn't written by Athanasius. Athanasius was dead by the time the Athanasian Creed was written, but it was attributed to Athanasius because he was the defender of the Trinity, and he was persecuted horribly throughout his life, banished and persecuted and hated. In fact, on his tombstone, the words read, Athanasius against the world. Sounds like he had a persecution complex to me, but... This is a really slow group today. Jesus said, oh, and by the way, when Jesus was asked, what is the greatest commandment? Before he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. He said, the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Now Jesus says this, and it refers to the Trinity. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you in all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. Many times the work of the Trinity, because they're all equal, they're all God, they're all powerful, that their work is referred to as a dance. That they work in conjunction with one another. Even our gospel lesson for today, it's interesting, the Holy Spirit is referred to as a he here. Our gospel lesson for today, the woman looking for the coin. If you go to that part of the gospel and read the parable surrounding that parable, they should really be taken as one. We often break them up into three parables. You have a parable of the prodigal son. You have the parable of the good shepherd. And then you have the parable of the lost coin. Jesus is talking about the Trinity. The prodigal son coming home. His father welcoming him. He's talking about God the Father and how he welcomes the wayward. When he talks about the good shepherd leaving 99 sheep to find the one lost, he is talking about himself, Jesus Christ, and his work. And when he talks about the woman sweeping the household, looking for a coin, he is talking about the Holy Spirit. And I don't know why she's depicted in the feminine. He is depicted in the feminine at this parable. It might be because the Holy Spirit's work is so associated with the church. And the church is the bride of Christ. We are always in the feminine in that sense. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit, to seek and to save that which was lost. Paul says in Romans 8, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his suffering. What a beautiful passage. Here, Paul talks about God, the creator of the world. Think about God, the creator of the world, who called all things into existence. He is eternal. He is almighty. He is well beyond our comprehension. And yet God says, I love my creation. And so what does he do? He sends his son. And his son is equal to him in power and strength and majesty. And his son willingly obeys. And his son comes and lives that perfect life where you and I have made so many mistakes, where you and I have done the wrong things God tells us not to do. And he lives that perfect life, and because he lived the perfect life, he is a worthy sacrifice for our sins. And then he goes to the cross and he dies. The Father sacrifices the Son, and he dies. And he visits the grave. He visits the grave to defeat the enemy. The enemy is death. Now, I know in times of life, when we watch a loved one suffer, or we ourselves may be in that situation, death will be considered a sweet, a beautiful thing because it takes us out of the misery of this world. But ultimately, death is the enemy, always is and always has. We don't do our children any good by teaching them that death is a part of life. Death is not a part of God's creation. Death was introduced by Satan. And that's why we struggle to live. And that's why we have such a hard time in losing loved ones. Because it's not natural. We have lived with it so long, we've accepted it as natural. It's not. Christ visits the grave. He conquers death in his resurrection. Not only conquers death, but sin and the devil, our enemy. He gives us the gift of eternity. And God, in order to assure us that we have eternity, sends God the Holy Spirit to dwell in us. Think about it. God, the Holy Spirit, dwells in us. He makes his home within us. I can't understand that. But God is saying, here's the deposit, the Holy Spirit. I promise you, Randy, eternity is yours. And by the power of the Spirit, I get to call God, not only Father, but Abba, which means Daddy. I have a Daddy who is God, who takes care of me. And he promised me through the gift of God, the Holy Spirit, that that eternity is mine. And that God the Son is my brother. And I am a co-heir with him. And everything that belongs to him belongs to me and belongs to you. I hope you leave confused. Isaiah 40, verses 25 through 28. To whom can the holy God be compared? Is there anyone else like him? Don't you know? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. He created all the world. He never grows tired or weary. No one understands his thoughts. Amen. Now, Steve Seagraves, before we rise for the offertory, is going to sing the Shema for us.
Now, the Jewish tradition is if you're supposed to cover both eyes with your right hand when you sing this to show proper humility in this prayer, but I'm not going to do that because I'm afraid I might fall over. So let's sing it regularly.
I invite you to rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel reading this morning is recorded in Luke chapter 15, beginning at verse 8. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Here ends the gospel reading. We confess our common Christian faith this morning in selected portions of the Athanasian Creed, read responsibly as printed in your worship folder. The Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, neither confounding the persons nor dividing the substance.
There is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Spirit. But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is all one, the glory equal, the majesty co-eternal.
Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit. The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, and the Holy Spirit uncreated. The Father incomprehensible, the Son incomprehensible, and the Holy Spirit incomprehensible.
The Father eternal, the Son eternal, and the Holy Spirit eternal. And yet they are not three eternals, but one eternal.
So, likewise, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, and the Holy Spirit almighty, and yet they are not three almighties, but one almighty.
So the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God, and yet they are not three gods, but one God. So likewise, the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord,
for as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each person by himself to be both God and Lord, so we are also forbidden by the Catholic faith to say that there are three gods or three lords.
The Father is made and none, neither created nor begotten. The Son is of the Father alone, not made nor created, but begotten. The Holy Spirit is of the Father, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding.
So there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits.
And in the Trinity, none is before or after another, none is greater or less than another.
He therefore that will be saved must think thus of the Trinity. Please be seated for our sermon hymn.
The Old Testament reading for today is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Here ends the Old Testament reading.
Good morning. You ever see the cup trick where, you know, you put something under a cup and you move the different cups around and you have to pick out which cup has that in there? See that star? Okay. It's this cup, right? There it is, right? So we're going to follow that cup around. Okay. See if you can tell me which cup. Okay, which cup?
Middle.
You're right. That was easy. That was so easy. Let's do it again. Okay. You ready? Okay, we're going a little faster this time. Woo! Okay, what you got?
Middle.
Nope. It's right here. Come on. It's not that hard. Do it again. Follow. Follow. Are you following? Okay. Which cup? No, it's not that one. It's this one. Come on. Oh, look. I tricked ya. Each cup had one of these in it. Wasn't that good? If you squeeze it just right, you can pick up the whole thing. That's pretty cool, huh? Yay! So three cups, and each one had a star. Today is Trinity Sunday. Trinity means three in one. We talk about God, and he says, I'm your Father. And then we talk about God and we hear about Jesus, he's his son. And then we talk about God and we hear about the Holy Spirit, and he's God too. But there's not three gods, each one is God, but one plus one plus one, this time special math, equals one, not three. It's hard to understand, isn't it? Yes, that's what I'm gonna do today for 15 minutes. I am gonna confound and confuse your parents, and they're not gonna know what I'm talking about, okay? And today, when you leave, today is Trinity Sunday, so remember the Trinity, but I'm giving you a tattoo that says Jesus on it, okay? And I want to thank you for coming up, and you go to Sunday school now.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
Invite the children to come forward for the children's message.
Thank you.
morning. We thank our brass today and all the people participating in our music ministry. They take summer break after today, so they're participating in the service in numbers today, so we thank them for all that they sacrifice to bring music and special praise to the Lord and enhance our worship. Don't forget coffee hour immediately following in the town square. Also, if you could take time to sign the guest card, we'd really appreciate that. West Maple Preschool is having their graduation Thursday at 9:30. All are invited. This is their 65th graduation, so what a blessing West Maple has been. Today, also parents and families and young people going into 6th to 12th grade. After the 10:30 service, we have lunch and an opportunity to just join together in the youth ministry, talk to our youth ministers here at Redeemer, collaborate, talk about some ideas and what we can do to better serve. That's, again, following the 10:30 service. Also, young adults, 21 and over, they're having a barbecue party on Monday at 6:30. If you have any questions, talk to Ashley Leeds. My daughter Stephanie's co-hosting because it's at the Parsonage. So, at the Parsonage, 6:30 Monday. Love to have you. End of life planning seminars today after the 10:30 service in the Great Room. If you didn't sign up, don't worry, you can come anyways. Guys' night out is this Tuesday, bocce ball. Again, not too late to sign up. Youth group has their end of year party today from 7 to 9. They're going to have other events throughout the summer, but their regular Sunday meetings are taking a break for the summer. They also have open youth room and Bible study every Wednesday, 5 to 8. Also, Tuesday Women's Book Group, Town Square this coming Tuesday. And also, we remember the family of Gloria Miller in prayer. She was called to her heavenly home this past week. There will be a visitation here at Redeemer on this coming Saturday from 10 to 11, 11 o'clock worship service in the chapel. So we remember the family prayer. With that, we rise for opening hymn.